Going on, everyone. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Off and rolling, following up. What a night. What a win. What a moment. What a moment of Phillies baseball, and what a moment in the life of Luke Williams with the walk-off home run last night. And not just the walk-off homer, not just the first homer of his career, but the joy demonstrated on his face and his body, the interview afterwards on television. It was spectacular. Look, we'll talk all about it today. Certainly want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. We lead you into Phillies baseball this afternoon. Day game. Phils now actually have a shot where it looked like they were going to lose last night and for sure lose the series 2 in a row to the Braves, maybe get swept. Now they've actually got a shot to win the series. Zach Wheeler on the mound today. Afternoon baseball here today on WIP. So we'll get to that. Leads you up to baseball at 1. Sixers-Hawks game 3 tomorrow. We got some Jalen Hurts stuff to get to with the Eagles. All of it with you here on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
Giraffes have no vocal cords.
Giraffes have no vocal cords, so they can't make any sounds?
Well, they... Researchers, scientists, were wondering if the sounds that they made were too low for us to hear.
Oh, like but, the Lex Luthor thing from Superman to Superman. Remember where only the dogs could hear, only the dogs and Superman could hear.
Was this like one of the 70s Superman?
Yeah, it was like 78, ones? 79. Yeah, yeah. Seltzer knows what I'm talking about.
Like one of the three movies that yes. are your canon, the canon of good humor.
The canon. That's good, actually.
This noise is a low hum, a very low hum. They have vocal folds, but think about it. Their trachea is 13 feet long in many cases.
Alrighty.
So having vocal cords hanging through there would be, little unwieldy.
Yeah, that wouldn't be ideal. Hey, look, let's get to it. We want to hear from you. If you were at that Phillies game last night, watched on TV, listened here on radio, on WIP, what an amazing moment last night as, you know, Luke Williams in his first start ever in Major League Baseball, his first home run, it's a walk-off. The Phillies seemingly were just flat out. I mean, they looked dead. They had no runs in 8 2/3. They hadn't had a hit in like forever since his double earlier in the game. They were about to lose 2 in a row to the Braves. And then Luke Williams steps to the plate. Let's hear the moment last night. The home runs, two outs, bottom of the ninth, Phils down 1-0, and Luke Williams gets it done. Tremendous call by Scott Fransky right there, rising in the moment. And it was a moment to rise for. I mean, this was a special, listen, you know, let me tell you something. Everyone that has been a kid that likes sports, I mean, let me put it this way. Most of us have dreamed of being a big league athlete. NBA, baseball, hockey, football, whatever's kind of your main thing. Maybe it's a whole bunch of them you dreamed about. And this guy gets the shot, and he steps to the plate. By the way, laid down a bunt a couple days ago. I was like, whoa, this guy can bunt. All right. Then he gets the start. Then he gets the home run walk off. And then there's the post-game interview. Let's listen to this. Post-game interview last night. He's just won the game. It's like, I don't know, a minute later. His teammates have already doused him with just an unbelievable amount of liquid. He's all wet. The microphone's all messed up. His family's there. They've been showing him on TV the last couple of days. NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tom McCarthy, Ben Davis interviewing him last night. The audio's not as ideal because the microphone's messed up, but you can make out what he says. He's emotional. This also added to the moment.
Luke, I know you mentioned your family. We've showed them a lot the last couple of days. And I know it's great that, like you said, it's great to have them witness this. I mean, what is that like to give them this gift?
You're going to make me cry.
Sorry.
Can't even explain it. It's pretty awesome.
Spectacular. John, we need this in life sometimes. I mean, we need this kind of thing. It felt great. Not just as a Phillies fan, just as a human, to see this guy with that joy running. Your reaction to the moment last night?
It was the greatest Phillies moment during our show.
Five years?
No question about it. The greatest Phillies. Seriously.
You're right. It's not the Harper Grand Slam. It's one of the two for sure, without question.
The Harper Grand Slam was amazing, but this hit me so much more. This was the greatest moment I ever saw live, I think, in baseball. You know, I am previously Mikel Franco's walk-off we were at that game.
And you're relatively new to
that
the sport.
That was the one. I'm newer to baseball.
Right.
This is a huge deal, and this is exactly what this team needed. And it's so much more than just that moment. I think this is a catalyst. I think this is that springboard. It seems like you see it from time to time. Teams need a little something. They're missing that final piece. That's something Luke Williams brings the what was missing, which is emotion. And we got it hand over fist last night.
You really think this is you think this is a springboard?
Yes, I do think that. I'm positive that I was frustrated watching this team because they lacked exactly what we got last night, which was emotion, which was feeling, which was you had a group of guys who were supposed to be all-star quality caliber players,
like
a Bryce, like a JT, you know, that were underperforming or hurt or just Aaron Nola less than what we'd expected. This team is coming together, and I do believe that last night is the sort of the battle horn sounded, and you've got a group that will rally.
Well, look, I hope so, John. I mean, personally, to be honest with you, I find it rather implausible because I think they're just such a flawed team.
But everyone's a flawed team. Yeah. Everyone's a flawed team. You have to get it through your head that last night was a jolt. Not just to this team.
It's got a shot for that.
But
I know.
If I'm the rest of the division, I'm saying, uh-oh, like that Phillies team, they've been underperforming. They have been less than the sum of their parts previously this season. And right now we got Didi on the horizon coming back.
Yep.
Probably back early next week. You got JT back and looking great, hitting dongs. You got Bryce back and looking like closer to Bryce, not like he did after the face hit. Eflin and Wheeler look amazing.
Yeah, they do.
Truly amazing. Yeah. And as I mentioned, you know, Aaron Nola hasn't been good, but the odds are he's going to look better. This is coming together, Joe.
Well, listen, I hope you're right, John. Let's see what everyone thinks and what everyone says. 215-592-9494. It could be a springboard moment. Personally, I think it probably won't be, but it was a great moment. And for an organization that really has not had that many great moments in the last couple of years, it certainly stands out. We want your reaction to the moment last night. If you're at the game, by the way, I sure hope no one left early. I mean, I'm sure somebody did, but I hope you're not the person that, if you listening right now were the person that left early, that's rough, man. But if you were there watching on TV, listening on WIP, we want to hear from you. And also just, do you think it can be, or will be a springboard for this team, which obviously has, you know, been in the depths of just being so mediocre. Will they actually use this as a rallying cry to, you know, and an emotional jolt to move forward? Again, 215-592-9494 to the phones in just 1 second. But I got to hear the homer one more time. It's such a great call. It's such a great moment. One more time, they're into the phones. Here's how it sounded last night. You know, I'm glad Scott Fransky captured it by saying an amazing moment, because that's exactly what it was. To the phones we go. Mike in Norristown kicks us off today. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
Yeah, that was amazing. It really was. Just watching that game, like, you know, they looked like it was over.
They looked dead.
Spark.
There was no spark at all. Yep.
This kid gets called up. Apparently, from what they were saying on the Angelo show, he wasn't even like the number one pick to be called up. Like, there was other guys on the team that were better. And he comes on for the Phillies, hits a home run. And that's the stuff movies are made of, man.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's ironic, Mike. He might have been – listen, who knows? But I'll say this. He was in a spot recently where he was about to be in the Olympics. He might have been one of the few people in baseball ever that might have preferred, like, given a choice, I'd rather delay it a month or so. Let me go play in the Olympics. But he gets called up, so now he's not going to go to the Olympics. But he's a Phil, and he's a big leaguer.
Yep.
I mean, that's a wild thing.
Absolutely. And we got Wheeler going today. You know, we could have got swept, and now we got a chance of winning the series, which, like I agree with Richie, like, the division is awful. It's like the worst of the worst.
Listen,
like,
the opportunity's there.
It's way worse than we thought it was going to be,
no
the division. And right now, it's wide open. The Mets are the best team right now, but they are so banged up, and the Braves, that as we saw, they're not that great. They make mistakes just like we do.
Yep.
And a lot of them, which is fantastic for us.
Well, look, we're 60 games into the season. Phils are still only half game behind them. I mean, they're right there with
exactly.
them.
We put this thing together, and I think we will. I think we have too much talent not to. This is going to shape up the way we'd hoped.
John, let me ask you a question, because I just touched on something, and I'm fascinated for you as an athlete how you would have felt given what Luke Williams just faced, not last night but a couple days ago, seemingly about to play in the Olympics to represent your nation. With the desire, of course, to always get to Major League Baseball, but you're about to be an Olympian, and then you find out you're going to the big leagues. Like, you didn't have that choice in football because football is not in the Olympics. But as an athlete, if you knew you were about a month and a half away from being in the Olympics, but then got called up to the biggest stage of the professional sport in your nation, mm-hmm. how would you have felt about that?
I'd feel great about that.
I would feel conflicted.
Well, you've got tiers.
I know, you do.
Goals that are tiered, and yeah. the Olympics, as amazing as it is, it's still one notch below the major leagues.
No, there's well.
So as a goal setter and attempted achiever,
I would
be sitting back and saying, okay, let's cross the bigger goal off the whiteboard.
I mean,
on this one. This is I'm all for it.
I tend to agree with you.
Yes, disappointing.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been planning for this. Yes, it would have been wonderful and in a lifetime of memories. But now, this is my lifetime of memories.
Yeah.
I am a major leaguer.
You're looking at it the right way, but I will say, for me, that would have been tough. I mean, to walk in the opening ceremony of an Olympic, you know, like an Olympiad, I mean, that's, I don't know. But hey, look, he's here, and he's you know, a couple of games in, playing very, very well. Let's go to Anthony right now in Ardmore. Good morning, Anthony.
Yo, Hammer. What's up, buddy?
It's all good, man.
Hey, just want to clear something up. I was just joking about Tom from Abington being cocky. You cut me off too quick before I could get my real answer.
Oh, well, that's your fault for the fake. Yo,
cutting people off.
Listen,
shocker.
Like
that family that wanted to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and Joe just cuts them off before you get into
it. Well, then don't say I got three.
Don't
say I got three answers.
Yeah.
Listen, Anthony, you got to understand. So sometimes the judge can judge wrong, but that's because the person in front of him stated it wrong. So state it right.
All right, so now I'll be like, I have three answers now.
All right, Anthony, what did you make of Luke Williams last night?
Oh, man, in between watching the Phils and showing my daughter John Ritchie highlights because she didn't know who she was, that emailed me. Dude, it was crazy, man. I was going nuts. You know, I'm so happy for the kids. And, like, I just couldn't picture, like, that moment. Like, is this really happening?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was, you know, it was magical, and we need to let it be magical and realize how massive this moment can be. We were watching a team that was going through the motions. This is a team that is talented. Why is it that Alec Bohm looked the way he looked last year and now this year can't catch a cold and can't seem to hit anywhere but directly to defenders? Like, that's not going to keep up. Things are turning, and this is a sign, man.
Yeah, John, you're a little.
You got to let it be a moment. How on earth can your heart be so close to this possibility?
Well, it's possible. It's just so unlikely. How many times?
It's not unlikely. It's unlikely that an assemblage of talent like the Phillies have would play the way they've played thus far this year. They just needed a slap to the face. Like, hey, this is the way baseball's supposed to feel, guys.
I think you're
remember this.
Yeah, but I think you're.
This is what we're working for.
I think you're overrating their talent. I think they got like five or six good players, and then it runs dry real quick. That's my personal
opinion.
I think
you can say that about most teams.
I don't know about that. Let's go to Mike in Westchester right now. Yo, Mike.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
I'm happy, man. That was a great, great thing last night.
I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I'm that guy.
What guy?
So I'm on. Check this out. I'm on my way to the game.
Yep.
With my stepfather and my son. And we sort of decided, you know, since we were expecting some rain, maybe we'll leave at the seventh inning stretch.
Mike.
No.
Mike.
No.
Mike.
We're sitting in traffic, and I said, you know, it's funny. I was just listening to 94 last week, and Joe DeCameron mentioned something about when he was 9 years old.
Yep.
I remember that because my son's nine. and you were with your brother at a game,
yep.
and you guys left early.
And against my wishes, and Lance Parrish hit a grand slam.
Grand slam.
Correct.
And I said to my stepfather, I told him that story, I said, but what are the chances of something amazing happening tonight?
That's great.
And then we go home, and from the walk from the garage to the TV, we turn it on, and there's Williams getting doused with the water. And I said, I looked, I said, what are the chances of something amazing happening tonight?
That's wild, man. That is really wild.
So I'm going right to confession after work.
All right, so let me be Father Joe here for a moment. Mike, since you came to the table with honesty, forthcomingness, and humility, you are forgiven of your sin, but don't do it again.
Thank you, Father.
You're
duly
welcome.
Noted.
You're welcome.
Duly noted.
You're welcome.
Father Joe.
But it was an amazing thing, to see it on TV. I would have loved to have seen it in person, but lesson learned.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff, man. All right, Mike. Well,
yeah,
listen.
Thanks, guys.
Just let your kid know you won't do it again.
I absolutely. Have a good one, guys.
All right, man. You got it. No, that's good. That's that's funny stuff.
That's rough.
Listen,
it
does
that
happen.
Guy.
Well, you know what? I mean, there's no way for us to know how many people left last night, but you know at least some number of hundreds, if not a low thousands, left.
For sure.
I mean, it was a dud of a game up until then.
And it's a weeknight. Like, that happens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It does.
Now, at least the game moved fast.
It was a quick one.
It was actually one of those 1-0 games, meaning when it was 1-0, that had pace. So it came in under 3 hours. But, it was rather boring for 8 2/3. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to John right now in Westchester. Yo, John.
I completely agree with John's assessment that I think this is going to turn things around.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. And John, you're an athlete. I'm not, but you know, I followed baseball for 50 years and I was absolutely despondent for the last couple. And in fact, I called yesterday and told you how bored I am of the game. I was so out on this team that yesterday I actually chose to watch the latest Deadliest Catch episode over this game.
No.
And the game was, the Deadliest Catch was over. Great episode, by the way. And I turned on the game because it was on demand. I flicked it off, and there's the Phillies. It's the top of the eighth. And they're down 1-0. I watched it go down in flames, the bottom of the eighth. And then I stayed all the way to the bottom of the ninth. And then the one thing that started changing, and he's got to get some credit, is McCutchen had an amazing at-bat.
Yeah, that was really good. Yep.
Amazing at-bat. And he didn't give up. Anyway. You guys talked about
I thought they could have rung him up, by the way, on that one pitch, and had they, and then the next guy makes an out.
They didn't ring him up.
No, and Joe West, by the way, just for what it's worth.
I can't believe
that call on Hoskins
Reese
was
out.
Unbelievable. Like, so bad.
Joe West was terrible.
But my point is this. After he hit the home run, and he's standing in the dugout, like, I'm a 50-some-year-old dude. I've been following baseball, and here I am watching the Deadliest Catch an hour before. And I'm looking at this guy getting interviewed, and all of a sudden, I reach up, and I feel there's a tear going down my face.
Wow.
You know? And I sit there and I go, if this guy can move me to care about this team again like he just did,
yeah.
And I looked at the guys on the bench. John, that is what this team needed. They're in a rut. They're mentally fried. And this kid, look, this is probably, I mean, I hate to say it, it's probably the only time you're ever going to hear from this kid, right? But if nothing else, it's impossible for those other guys on that team to come to the ballpark today with the same attitude that they came to the ballpark yesterday. Impossible.
I agree with you. You rediscover that part of yourself where the game means everything, you know, like where you are committed entirely and you recognize that this season can be different.
And they look like they were having fun in the moment.
Yeah,
like,
no,
this has
no
not
question.
Been a fun team. Like, that was fun.
Yeah.
John, not only did they rediscover purpose, when you saw, like, Hoskins and those guys jamming that Homer hat or whatever it is on his head, you saw joy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen joy in the faces of those guys in pinstripes a long time.
Listen, John, it's a spectacular phone call, man. Thanks for calling in with that perspective. That's really good stuff. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, more on this. Your reaction, if you were there, listened, or watched on TV, the homer from Luke Williams, do you think it will actually jumpstart the Phillies within this season. 60 games in. Look, there's still a lot of time left. They just got to play better. I mean, the opportunity's there. Do you think they actually seize it, as John thinks they will seize the opportunity here? Also, up ahead, we'll get into some feel-good moments. I'll play you audio of one of my favorite Philadelphia sports feel-good moments of the last 5 years. And also up ahead, we'll get into Jalen Hurts. Some quarterback rankings are out. Hurts hurting in the rankings. Where? Why? We'll tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Afternoon day game today, by the way, as well. 1 o'clock, the Phils and the Braves. Opportunity is there to pass the Braves today. Got to win. Zach Wheeler on the hill. That's at 1 on 94 WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parx Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. Sign up now, bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more, and they have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Parx Sportsbook app is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley, and they have it all. Live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball like points, rebounds, goals, and strikeouts. And new customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. And check out Pro Baseball today. Philly is minus 148, hosting plus 120 Atlanta. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parx Casino Sportsbook.